Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
What's up, catch-uppers? Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome. This is a exclusive behind-the-scenes look at the Josiah and Ellie show.
Yeah, we're not wearing clothes.
No. I've got my pants off and Ellie's got her top off.
But I am. Hang on.
Oh, who's that? Who's that?
Do you know what? It's inappropriate that I led with that, seeing as we've got a work experience student.
Child.
In.
Child in Ellie, I
Fraser,
should say.
I know. How old are you, Fraser? 15, 16?
16, yeah.
16.
He wanted to see how radio works, so he got in touch and he's been doing work experience with us. Be honest, and with everyone that's listening, what do you reckon? What have you learnt from Josiah and Ellie?
I've learnt that it's a lot of fun in here and they're very quick on their feet.
Oh, wow. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'll pay you in Skittles later.
Yeah.
Thank you. You know how it works.
What else? Who's your favourite?
No, don't ask that question.
Yeah, it's always a 50-50.
Yeah.
It always changes though.
Good diplomacy, diplomatic. I like that, Fraser. It'll get you a long way in this industry.
Fraser, you were a fan of the show before you came in. Is it safe to say you're now a bigger fan or less of a fan? Like, has the magic been ruined for you?
No, the magic's been thoroughly improved.
Oh.
Knowing how it all works. Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know. Do we seem like less lazy than we did before? You know, like now you realise that we actually have to work our guts out to create this show.
Well, I know one of you works extremely hard in this show.
Yeah, good on you. Yeah, he's talking about me,
good
guys.
Good pick up. Well, it's been great having you in. We've really appreciated you bringing us bacon and egg McMuffins every morning. If you could continue that even when you're back at school and stuff, that'd be great.
Oh, we forgot to do our segment today.
Oh, we did.
I wanted to do you laugh at everything we say. I wanted to throw some really bad jokes at you and see if you laugh, Fraser. Can I show you a quick joke now?
Yeah, go
I think
for
I
it.
Did this on the radio once before.
Okay.
All right. Poker face, let's go.
Yeah.
Why'd the koala fall out of the tree?
Oh, God, it's all right. All right, okay. Why did he fall out of the tree?
He was dead.
Why'd
the second koala fall out of the tree?
Why did the second koala fall out of the tree?
He was stapled to the first one. Got him. Hang on, why'd the third koala fall out of the tree?
Why did the third koala fall out of the tree?
Peer pressure.
Oh, God.
Don't give it to him, Fraser.
Hey, Fraser, just quickly, one more. Yep. Why'd the little kid fall off his bike?
Why did the little kid fall off his bike?
He was hit by falling koalas. Yeah, got him. Got him at the end.
Fraser, you got a lot to learn.
I told you I laugh at nearly everything.
Oh, well, it didn't make the podcast, but it made the intro. So yeah. There you go, guys.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Fraser. It's been great. For you listening to the podcast, there's a whole bunch in here. A lot of alien chat. God, it continues.
Monkey chat as well.
Yeah, monkey chat. Fascinating monkey chat, actually. There is also a full version of the monkey chat in another episode of the podcast. So search through, find that, Cass the Monkey Lady. We will speak to you again tomorrow.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch-Up.
With...
Josiah and Ellie.
How's this? It's been 50 years this Saturday since man first landed on the moon.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Goosebumps. Where were you when that happened, Ellie?
I was not yet even a fetus.
I don't even think my parents were together. In fact, no, my dad would have been only 8 years old when that happened.
Mm.
I was very much not a thought at that stage. But there are many people that do remember that moment. And this Saturday, it has been 50 years since that exact moment. Some fun facts have come out about Apollo 11 and the mission of when we first landed on the moon.
Mm.
And they are fascinating. So I thought I'd present them to you this morning. Ellie, yes. You ready for it?
Historian / astronomer. You're teaming up to become the one.
How's this? And this is fascinating. This proves how groundbreaking what they did back then in 1969 was. Your iPhone that you've got in your hand right there is a million times faster than their computer that got us to the moon.
Sounds about right.
A million.
It's 50 years ago.
Doesn't matter. We're talking about something that got us on the moon.
Yeah, but look how far technology's advanced in the last 50 years.
Yeah, but to get us on the moon, you'd want like the most ridiculous technology there is available.
So I could fly to the moon with this.
Yeah, you literally.
My phone.
You may as well.
Just hold it up in the air and let it like float me away like Mary Poppins.
Well, it's got a million times more technology, which could get you there. Here's one for you and the ladies out there.
Oh, did Neil Armstrong's
know?
Hot.
Well, yeah, Neil Armstrong hid the spacesuit he wore and all the spacesuits they wore on space and on moon. They were created by a lingerie company.
Oh. I thought it was going to be something more fun than that.
So basically, they were wearing bras in space. That's pretty fascinating.
I Okay, yeah, all right, I'll give you that. Which one do we know? Bendon, Bonds?
It was a Bonds. No, it was a Bonds number, yeah. Apparently they created the moon suits out of their lingerie. Buzz Aldrin?
Yeah.
Did you know he took communion on the moon?
I did not know that.
Religious. He broke bread and had a little moment in a prayer, read one of the Gospels while he's up there.
One of the Gospels.
Here's a good one as well. I love this one.
Yeah.
Buzz Aldrin and Neil Armstrong, they left their poop and pee behind on the moon. So right now, somewhere on the moon, Buzz Aldrin's...
What happens to it, do you reckon?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Surely it'd break down in some kind of like atmospheric combustion.
Yeah, but they don't have the same that we do here.
What if Neil and Buzz poo and peep differently?
Well, no, it'd be the same, but I'm saying there's no atmosphere on the moon. So whatever, you know, because they float so much.
Oh, have you ever so it's just floating around the galaxy.
It's probably not a chat for 7:15, but you ever done one in the ocean before?
No.
Have
you?
Of course I have.
Just say
I used to surf.
What, in your wetsuit?
No, not in my wetsuit. I wear boardies. But I'm picturing, sorry to the kids listening, but I'm picturing the moon being something a bit similar where you do it and you hope it doesn't go past you, but then all of a sudden it seems to float past and you're like, that didn't mean for that to happen. All of a sudden Buzz and Neil are regretting what they did.
I'm genuinely never going in the ocean again. Like, if you just ruined swimming for me, thanks.
For those who don't believe in the mission on the moon, and you know there's a lot of fake, you know, claims that we've never been on the moon.
Here we go, conspiracy theorists.
Every flag from every mission is still standing on the moon except for the one from Apollo 11.
Because it's 50 years old. It probably fell down.
Now, all the other ones that came.
There's probably a storm on the moon.
There was no storm on the moon. Every other one has stayed very strong except theirs. It fell, apparently it fell. Which brings more proof that we didn't actually go to the moon.
Wow. What did you say? These are going to be the most fascinating facts I've ever heard in my life.
They are. Who knew that their spacesuits were made out of lingerie? That's pretty cool. And who thought that their poo's still up on the moon?
All right. Happy 50th anniversary to the moon landers.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
The old age app is everywhere that you see and look right now. The old age app
is everywhere that you see. Okay, yeah. Okay, sorry.
See and look right now.
Yeah.
Is there something wrong with that sentence?
I don't know. It just sounded weird. I'm going to put it in Screw Up Fridays regardless.
What, for speaking good English? I actually got a sentence right for once and you're putting it in Screw Up Fridays? You pulling me up on that sentence should be in Screw Up Fridays because you got it wrong. Now, the old age app is everywhere. If you don't know what it is, people are putting photos of themselves through the Face app. And it basically does a really realistic version of what you'll look like in, say, 50 years from now.
Mm.
Now, I don't understand why this is going viral because the Face app's been around for a very long time. It's just all of a sudden enjoyed a very recent resurgence overnight.
Well, it's because it is so realistic. Like yesterday, this was filling up my news feed. Everyone, every man and his dog was
doing
it. And they genuinely look real, you know, and so we tried it on ourselves. We put it up at Hit GV, and I tell you what, it was very frightening. So you did it, and you put it on our Instagram feed, right? So I didn't know you were doing it. I literally just open up my Instagram, and I see my face, but it's aged 50 years, staring back at me. And I tell you what, I nearly dropped my phone.
You look good, people. And your sister actually wrote this on the photo. We look like two Game of Thrones characters. Have a look at me, though, in this. I did another one of me on another app. Have a look at that one.
Oh, you look a bit like Richard Branson.
A little bit, yeah.
Because you got the long hair and the long beard.
Or Sam Neill.
Yeah.
The great Australian actress from Hunt for the Wilder People.
Actress.
Actor. He's also an actor.
Well, I did one on my own personal Instagram, ellie.janey, if you want to follow it, whatever.
I should probably follow you.
Of me on a night out in Greece.
Yep.
And I'm carrying a can of beer. And then I did the age app on it. And I tell you what. It's put me off drinking. If that's what I'm going to look like, sinking beers at the age of 80, I don't want any part of it.
You look like one of those leather ladies that you see down at the beach in St. Kilda or something that have been tanning for too long.
Yes.
You look like an old leather handbag.
I know. It's really concerning. I've like reassessed my life. If there's a Botox clinic or any skincare clinics in Shepparton that want to help me out, I do not want to turn into that lady.
Sad thing about yours is it's so realistic.
No, it's not.
And you don't look that different.
Do you know what? My eyes still look kind.
Kind?
Yeah.
You look like you're off your head in
your
photo.
You look like you're off your head in your photos.
Hey, if you want to have a crack and you haven't done it yet, download Face App and put your face through the aged filter and you can have a little laugh today. Kids are loving it. Parents are loving it. All the celebrities are getting involved as well. But you, I reckon you literally, you just look like you without any makeup on.
That is not true. Excuse me. I'm going to get Botox today. I'm getting my hair done today. No more greys, no more wrinkles. I'll be fine.
Yeah, that's the thing. You've already got grey
okay,
hair.
Okay, all right, all right. Get up
with Josiah and Ellie on Goulburn Valley's Hit 96.9.
I have an update on the aliens, Ellie.
Oh, God. Do you? Because a lot of people are starting to think, oh, this guy on the radio is talking about it a lot. Maybe it's real. It's not real, guys.
No, the only reason I'm talking about it is because I saw it on Saturday night driving up the Goulburn Valley Highway on the right-hand side, and I didn't know what it was. I put the call out on Monday just as a joke, but then so many people saw what I saw, and now we're starting to believe.
No, we're not.
Someone called the show yesterday and saw Area 51 was seen. A number plate in Melbourne. That's proof.
Yeah, cool. I've got a number plate that says Bad Gal 86, you know?
But that's not Area 51.
Yeah, but it's just a random number plate like the Area 51 one.
Write down this time, 821, right?
Yep.
Because this is the moment in your life will change. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because check HitGV on Instagram right now, and if you look at our story, you'll see a picture of what my friend Mel took in the north of Shep in her back garden. Have a look, Ellie. HitGV on Instagram. I put it on our story. Have a look and describe to everyone listening what you can see.
Easy. Easy. That's a Skyrider just doing some laps.
There's no Skyriders in Shep.
What? Okay. Okay. So this picture that I've just seen is of a weirdly shaped cloud.
No, it's not a cloud. So okay. You know when you see a plane go past?
Doing skywriting?
It's basically chemtrails. That's what you see. You know when there's chemtrails in the sky? They call it chemtrails, but it's just clouds coming in the back of a plane. But this one, it has a circle and it's down low. And then in the middle of the circle, something has taken up towards space. So basically, it's a UFO has done a circle and then taken off. There is nothing else that could explain that. HitGV on Instagram. I want people to explain that to me because you can't. And I'm telling you right now, the aliens are here.
They're not here. Josiah.
Well, I've heard rumors.
Have you heard of the story of War of the Worlds?
Exactly. It's true.
No, the story of War of the Worlds was ages ago, back when radio was the only form of entertainment and people would gather around their radio to listen to the news and whatnot. War of the Worlds was
like
a radio play that they put on and everyone thought it was real and thought the aliens were here. That's what you're doing right now.
Yeah, because they could be. You can't explain my sighting and all these people seeing photos and videos without any. Do you know what I've heard rumors of?
What have you heard rumors of?
Apparently, there's two men walking around in black suits around the different towns in the Goulburn Valley.
Is their name Josiah and his mate Shane?
Maybe. Just going for a latte. A couple of Albanian mates. No.
Calm down, kids, if you're listening.
I don't know what's out there, but there's something.
There's nothing out there.
I messaged the Victorian UFO Society yesterday to try and get a representative on.
Yep.
Guess
and
what?
And they said, new phone, who dis?
Yeah, pretty well. They had no response. And you know why?
Why?
Because I think the aliens intercepted my email.
Of course they did. Of course they did. Ugh.
Watch this space, guys. Hit GV to check the picture out.
No.
But watch this space because I will have an update on for you tomorrow.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
The other day on the show, we did a segment that we like to do every now and again where we try and make friends on the radio. We just literally say 13, 12, 16, call us and we'll make some friends. And we got the most fascinating call we've ever had from a woman named Cass from Gilliston. She joins us now. Morning, Cass.
Good morning.
Now, the reason you fascinated us so much was because you said, you know, what do you do for a living? Let's get to know each other. And you said, I'm a primatologist. Is that right?
That's correct.
Someone who works with monkeys, and we said, all right, get your butt in the studio. We're going to talk about this.
Yeah, because I am possibly the monkey, and this sounds really weird, the biggest fan of monkeys. Like when I retire, I've said it, I'm working in the zoo with monkeys.
Now, Cass, tell us, what's a primatologist, firstly, and also how did you end up living in the Goulburn Valley?
Okay, primatologist is someone who studies or works with primates or non-human primates.
Mm-hmm.
So small monkeys, apes, chimpanzees, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And second question,
how did you end up here? Because there's not many monkeys around.
I met a boy. Yeah, my partner actually is, we met in Canberra.
Right.
And here I am.
Yeah, yep. Right.
Dropping bananas.
Were you working at the zoo in Canberra or?
No. So I've worked in quite a few zoos around the world and in rescue sanctuaries and conservation programs and things.
This is crazy. So my first question is, you're in the Goulburn Valley. Do we have any monkeys down here? Because obviously the only place I can think of is Mansfield Zoo, Melbourne Zoo. Are there any that you work with around here?
I think there's a lot of monkeys. There's not a lot of
they're all in this studio.
Non-human monkeys.
Yeah. Just go for a walk on a Saturday night down Wynyard Street. You'll see a few.
Okay, you said you've been around the world. What exactly? Where have you been? What have you done?
Oh, okay. So I started in Sydney. Did some study there. Worked as a vet nurse when I was about 12 after school, that sort of thing.
Oh, wow.
And then I studied and went over to the UK, and I was actually working in a large sanctuary in the UK. And then from there I went to India and did a study on macaques. Was in India for a while. I've been to New Zealand, worked in New Zealand for a few years.
I've only ever seen monkeys in a zoo. I've never seen them in real life. Like, I've never touched a monkey. Can I have a pet monkey?
No. No, you don't want a pet monkey.
Why not? It's been my dream just to have. I want to walk down the street, Fryer Street in Chet, right? I want to have a little chimp, or not a chimp, they're huge. I want a little baby spider monkey sitting on my shoulder that I've trained, and it's really cute.
It's cute, but you'll have rabies and you'll have all sorts of things.
I mean, he's had shingles before. Like, I feel like the list of diseases he's had is pretty high. So
plenty
why not
others
add
you don't
rabies
know about as well.
They are. It's kind of like having 20 ADHD 3-year-olds in a monkey's body.
Oh, I want that.
Yeah.
That's basically me. Have you heard me on the radio? That's literally my thought process. How do we get our hands on a monkey? Is it legal in Australia?
He's not giving up.
No. You can't have a pet monkey, sorry guys.
But you used to be able to, right?
Long time ago. Yes.
When did they change the law?
So I think quite a few of them came over from, you know, the UK or that sort of thing. Mm. And there are very few private collections in Australia.
So in your time working with monkeys, have you ever had a moment, like this one moment that where like you and the monkey connected or something? Tell us about those.
Actually, you'll like this story. I'll try and keep it short.
No, I love it.
Okay, I was in South America. So I was in the Peruvian Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like a rescue sanctuary that's a government. It's terrible.
Okay.
Yep. Anyway, so I turned up there and I was helping them look after the monkeys, but the monkeys are living in cages that are made out of barbed wire. So it's really wasn't very nice. Anyway, they'd fill up their water bowl once a day and you would literally watch the water drop out of the hole that was in the water, but they're only paid to do it once a day. So they just do it once a day.
Poor things.
So I'm there giving them water. And one morning I turn up and there was this old guy with a stick and he was awful. And he's trying to, like, hit this tree. He's yelling. He's carrying on. And I look up and there's a capuchin monkey, the same one we were talking about before.
Mm.
And it's screaming and throwing, like, fruit at him and, like, carrying on. So I grab the stick off him and I just say, sit down. And he goes away. And then I get my bag out and I sit in the bushes and I take out a bag of, like, raisins and I just sort of start eating them. You know, ooh, these are so good. They can't help it. They have to. They're so inquisitive.
Mm.
They have to come down. You know,
and see what you're
so
doing.
Then I sat there sharing these, you know, raisins with this monkey who had escaped from the horrible cages. But the funny part about the story was they also have macaws, you know, those big birds, like big, beautiful, colourful birds. The macaw that was chained to the monkey's cage was actually the one that let the monkey out.
What?
And the whole time that they were trying to catch this monkey, this bird kept screaming the same word. Turns out he was screaming run. In Spanish.
No
Stop
way.
Stop it.
See, this is why I love animals more than humans.
Me too.
Aren't animals the best in the world? I want to cry.
So fascinating. All right. Well, we have rattled on for long enough. We're going to take a break. And up next, you're going to give us a special Josiah versus Ellie challenge to see who's the bigger monkey.
Yep.
Challenge accepted.
Challenge accepted
I'm
indeed.
Pretty safe that I'll win this one today.
Two people. One challenge. Only one will stand victorious. It's Josiah versus Ellie.
Josiah versus Ellie today is a little bit different in that we don't really know what's about to happen, but we have just been speaking to Cass from Gilliston, and she's a primatologist. She works with monkeys, and so she's going to give us some monkey-related challenges to see who the bigger monkey is. Is that what we're calling it?
I'm just saying the smartest. Who's the smartest?
Okay. Oh, the smartest.
I mean, but on face value, people do call us two monkeys, but who do you reckon is going to be more of a monkey this morning and win?
Definitely Ellie.
Oh, yeah. I look more like one, but she's smarter.
Oh god,
yours might be rigged.
It's like I want to be smarter, but do I want to be a monkey? You know, like I don't know. Kind of a double-edged sword here.
It'll be fun.
Alrighty, well let's see. You've brought a couple of instruments in with you. What have you got?
So what I've done is I've got and made these for you guys. So
thank you.
These are the human versions. You're welcome. So a bit of PVC piping. You've got some holes drilled all the way around.
Okay. Cool.
And then what you need to do is turn them around. Try and get out what's on the inside.
So for those that are listening, there's basically different drill size holes in the side of it.
and we somehow got to get whatever's on the inside out.
Yep.
Without opening the ends.
Yes.
And we can't fit our fingers in if the holes aren't big enough for that. Okay, we can try.
Can I just shake it and hope for it to come out?
You just got to go for it. Whatever you think.
This is really challenging.
I know it is.
It's hard being a monkey.
And we're not allowed to know what's inside?
No.
Oh.
I hope it's chocolate.
Yeah, I know. Is it something yummy?
It could be something gross. Huh? I don't know.
Is it hot chips?
Yeah. Is it a Big Mac? Because I'm hungry.
M&M's? I'm so hungry.
All right.
Hope there's coffee in the middle.
Okay, so
let's do it.
Sally, that's yours.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, ready?
Yes.
We've got 30 seconds.
You got to grab it?
I'm ready to go.
Okay.
Okay, ready, set, go.
Okay. Woo!
Woo!
It looks like yummy
stuff.
It's too hard.
Oh, just science losing.
How's it looks like yummy.
Is it nerds?
Oh, yum. I can't get any out.
Oh, we have a winner.
Are you kidding me?
Do I pour it out?
How did she open that?
Oh, damn.
Is it M&M's?
There's Skittles and nerds in here.
Stop it. Christmas just came early.
That is the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Wait, how did you open it?
Look how upset he is.
Share from the top.
Yeah, mate.
You got nothing.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a victory Skittle.
I like monkeys, but I'm not a monkey. I'm actually kind of happy with that.
Do monkeys get to eat Skittles and nerds regularly, or is this just a...
No. I'm not going to say I have never used it in training before, but...
How did you do that, Ellie?
Just because I'm smarter than you, bro.
I think he needs a hug.
I haven't had a nerd in so long.
Yeah, have a nerd.
Thank you.
You're a Skittle.
You're a monkey nerd.
Okay. That was the best Josiah versus Ellie challenge we've ever had.
Ever. If people want to find out more about what you do you have a website or anything?
Yeah, I've got an email. Yeah, so it's just Primate, which is P-R-I-M-A-T-E.
Is that your first name, is it?
Yeah. Consulting at hotmail.com.
PrimateConsulting@hotmail.com. Now, Cass, I'm going to eat some nerds after losing the monkey challenge, but make sure you flicker an email if you're interested in more. Mm. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah. Cass, this has been incredible. I'm just still eating my nerds and my Skittles. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Right now, I want to touch on something you spoke about yesterday, and that was a little topic we did. We said, call us with your stories about how far your kids got after a bunch of kids stole a car from Rockhampton and drove 10 hours to Grafton in New South Wales.
Was it this time yesterday, wasn't it?
It was, yep. And we got this call from Anne from Katunga.
I think I was about 15, 16, and my mum had gone out to cut wood, so I thought I'd take the car to Shepparton and go and pick up my friend. And when I got back, my mum was home.
So no. I'm like, oh,
but I told her I only took it around the corner. I didn't tell her till I was about 20-something that I took it to Shepparton.
Now, I just want to cycle back to that call because it reminded me of something. And I love the fact that she waited that long to tell her mum about the car incident.
Yeah, so how was that? About 15 or so years?
Yeah, so I had a similar experience where when I was in pre-primary, I was cleaning out the car one day, you know, studious little kid.
That
helping
was pre-primary,
out
4 years, sorry. 4 years old?
In WA, they call it pre-primary.
4 years old.
Prep.
A lot of people do as well, or preschool, yeah.
Yeah, the year before year one.
Kindergarten?
No, pre-primary.
It goes preschool.
It goes kindy, pre-primary, year one.
Where I'm from, it goes preschool, kindy, then year one.
Stop it, really?
Kindy's your first year of school.
Hey, Fraser.
Fraser,
is
you
our
go,
work experience
you go to
kid?
Grammar.
What do they call it here?
Kindergarten is, and then prep, grade one, so and so.
Okay.
Wow.
So I'm talking about prep.
Right.
Interesting.
So prep's something your first year tomorrow. Of school.
Yeah, it's just 1 year, which is the first year at school.
Yeah.
See, we call that kindy.
There you go.
Back in my day.
All right, cool. Thanks, Fraser. All right, can I get back to my story now?
Yeah, go
so
for
I was
it.
In prep and I found a pair of scissors and I had this fringe when I was a kid straight across and I hated it. So I found a pair of scissors in the car and I thought this is my chance. So I went, snipped my fringe.
Straight across?
Attempted to go straight across. Did not, you know, the fingers of a four-year-old cannot cut very straight, let's face it. So it ended up being this jagged, horrible thing halfway up my forehead.
You know what? If you go down to Castlemaine, that's actually fashionable down there.
Yeah.
You see a lot of girls with that sort of haircut.
I tell you what, the jagged fringe, it'll be back. You mark my words. But at that time, it wasn't great. And to top it all off, I had school photos the next day, my first ever school photos. So for years in my house, this photo of me in prep with this jagged fringe hung up in my family room. And I told my mum that day that it was Rory Garton-Smith, who was a boy that I went to school with. I said, Rory Garton-Smith cut my fringe, and mum believed it.
Did she go to the principal?
No, she just hated him. She hated him, and I went to school with him until year 12, the whole way through. He's now like quite a well-known music producer as well.
Really?
Yeah. And on my 18th birthday, I was like, this is it. This is the moment. I said, Mum, it wasn't Rory Gardensmith who cut my fringe. It was me. And she hit me. She was like, you dirty dog. I've really? Hated that kid since pre-primary.
Oh.
Okay, she didn't hit me hard. Calm down. It wasn't kids' helpline.
Have you told Rory that story yet, that you blamed him?
Yeah.
How did he take it?
Pretty well, actually, considering.
I was going to say we should try and get him on the show.
We can. We can. So I want to talk about this morning. 13, 12, 16. Did you take ages to admit something to your parents? Maybe you did it as a kid and then once you hit adulthood, you're like, no, I can do it. I'm ready to come forward.
We've all stolen the parents' car like we talked about yesterday.
Oh, God,
and then admitted it years later.
No, I haven't done that. I wasn't a delinquent when I was a child. I was just a hairdresser. Give us a call, 13, 12, 16. We'll take them next. Let's go to Sammy and Shep. Sam, you got a story for us? What did you take ages to admit?
So when I was a kid, I told my parents that, because I think my mum had been telling me off, so I tried to get sympathy and told her that a bunch of kids had bullied me and picked on me and knocked me to the ground.
Yes.
And the next day, my dad went to the principal. I got called into the principal's office. I had to go through like a photo album of all the kids to try and point out who they were, and I just said I couldn't recognise them. And it wasn't until I was an adult that I revealed I'd made the whole thing up.
Oh, no. So they probably think you're being, like, blackmailed to keep quiet or something. Like, I can't recognise them. Don't make me do this, when really you're just lying up your wazoo.
Yeah, pretty much.
Sammy, it's very similar to my story. Did your parents hate the unknown kids for life?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It feels good, though, to get off your chest, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Although I think my dad felt, because my dad probably felt pretty awesome for, like, taking charge, and now he's realises he took charge on something that wasn't real, so he probably feels like a bit of a goose.
Oh, God. All righty. Well, thanks for your call, Sam.
No worries.
Hey, let's move on to Julie from Maroopna. Julie, did you take ages to admit something to your parents?
Yeah, I did. We got a little motorbike for Christmas, and it was the next day, Boxing Day, and my cousin came out and we decided we'd ride around the back paddock with it. Mm. Anyway, she's going flat out, and I'm looking, and she's heading for a log, and I didn't like the look of the log, so I thought, I'll jump off. She's going flat out. Not a good idea. Fell off. Landed flat on my face. Ripped the kneecap. Tore the ligaments. And, yeah, very painful. And it was probably about 30 years later when I actually got my knee fixed up. I realised that they'd torn the ligament. And all that time I've been hobbling around and they had a few disasters where the knee would just collapse on me. So I finally admitted what happened. But I was more worried that we'd get the motorbike taken off us for reckless riding.
So when you've got basically half a face and no knees, what did you tell your parents actually happened?
I just tripped over.
Oh, Julie. So how old were you when you admitted it?
I was probably in my 40s by the time I actually got my knee fixed up. So it was probably like 35 years.
Wow, good effort.
It must feel like a new woman being able to walk again, Jules.
Oh, yeah, it helped.
Good to get that one off the chest.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Thanks for your call, Jules.
No worries.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
There's been a message thread that's emerged online. It's gone viral. And in my opinion, one person is so in the wrong. Like, it's such a mean prank to play on someone. And in your opinion, it's the opposite. You think it's a good gag.
Yeah, we want to know where people sit on this debate. I think this is one of the funniest things I've seen and heard in a long time, and well played to this guy.
All right, we're going to read you out this message thread, Golden Valley. And 13, 12, 16, we want you to give us your thoughts on it. Who's in the wrong here? Who's the bigger D-bag? Okay.
So every time we speak, these are the actual lines from the text message. So Ellie texts me.
Yep. Oh, is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
Okay. Hey, man. No, that's you. Oh, no, sorry. This is me. Okay, sorry. I got it. I'm so nervous. Hey, man, you still have the MacBook Pro?
Yeah.
What's the lowest you'll take?
Lowest I'll go is $700.
$200? Question mark?
Sure, why not?
Okay, where do you want to meet?
101 Main Street in Burlington in about 10 minutes. Suit?
Sounds good. Hey, I'm here.
Cool. Head inside.
Into the comedy club?
Yeah. Then head up onto the stage and tell your jokes to somebody else. Great gear.
No, it's not great gear. It is so mean. This poor guy reckons he's getting a bajon and, he goes to pick it up and then it's just a one big joke.
I'll tell you why I'm siding with this guy, right? He says the lowest I'll go is $700. Mm-hmm. So the guy asks, what's the lowest you take? Lowest I'll go is $700. He comes back and says $200. Mate, do you read English?
Yeah, I know. Okay, dog act on my part. I'll accept that. I'm really embodying this character now. Dog act. But you got to try. You know, like haggling is haggling.
Yeah, but don't go $500 below. When I say the lowest is $700, go, can you push $600? You don't go straight to 200. Otherwise, I'm going to send you straight to the comedy club and make you waste your time like you're wasting mine.
No, it's rule 101 of haggling. You go the lowest you can and then you ease it up. So he might have said 700 and so he said 200. So then the other guy said 600
okay.
And he said 300.
If boom, you and in your initial message, instead of saying what's the lowest you'll take, going, hey, just saw your thing, it's advertised for this, will you take $200?
Yeah.
And then I did it, then I'm being a bit of a douche. But the fact that I said, you said what's the lowest you'll take, I said lowest I'll go is $700. Then you come out with 200 straight to the comedy club for
no,
you.
No, but it's so easy to just say, hey, no, mate, not interested. Catch you later. Rather than sending this poor guy to a comedy club as a good old gag.
I think this is why I like Kidder so much as well, because I relate, because this is exactly something I would do for someone doing the same thing.
That's because you're mean. You've got a mean spirit. 13, 12, 16, Govan Valley. Get involved this morning. Who's in the wrong here? Is it Josiah or is it me?
Do you team up with this guy? If someone tries to lowbrow you, is that what's the actual quote?
I don't know, buddy. You're the one saying it.
If someone tries to underquote you by that much, do they deserve to be stitched up? Absolutely.
Get involved this morning. We'll take your calls next. Let's go to Benny from Echuca. Benny, what are your thoughts? Who's worse in this situation?
Oh, mate, I'd be sending him to a comedy club as well. Are you joking?
No.
It's too much. It is a joke. When someone wants to play, say, a price like that, it's a joke. If you went $50 under, it's not a joke. Isn't that right, Benny?
I've given up on selling stuff on the buy, swap, sell pages. You just get lowball offers. You get people wasting your time. I'm all for it. Yeah.
But everyone's just hunting for a bargain. Can you blame them?
Absolutely, I can blame him. It's a $700 laptop and he wants to pay $200. Go and buy a crappy laptop.
True.
And sending someone to a false location isn't too far?
Nah, not at all.
It's
not like he would have sent him to one further away.
Oh, Benny, you're heartless.
It's not like he sent him to a crack den, a comedy store, you know what I mean? That's a step up from that.
At least he could catch a show while he's there.
He'd probably get a great deal on some crack, though, if he did.
All right, Benny, thanks for your call, bud.
No worries, guys.
This is The Catch-Up with Josiah and Ellie.
You ready to fire up?
Mate, I was born ready to fire up. Turn it around. It is the segment where I prove that women can turn any statement into an argument. It's a special skill we have. I use it quite often on my boyfriend, and I'm going to use it on you yet again this morning.
Yeah, this is just us showing us how Ellie sounds off air. It's quite often how she does act, puts on a front on the radio, and now I just like to expose her every now
and
then.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm the nicest.
You know, it's been half an hour of exposing you.
I know,
stitch up on the boss and now turn it around.
That's a great point.
The real Ellie half hour.
Yeah.
All right, Ellie, I want to know how many sheep died in making your jumper.
Wow. Wow. Firstly, this is not a woolen jumper, Josiah. What do you think? I'm an animal killer just to get a nice little black jumper out of it. There's no sheep that died. In fact, I don't know, maybe a Chinese factory worker slaved over it. Did you ever think about that? Did you think about that, Josiah?
I don't know what's worse. A slave sweating over your jumper or a sheep dying for it?
What, you asked?
How good is that new face aging app, Ellie?
Oh, okay. Are you saying that I'm pretty much wearing that face aging app right now because I've got so many wrinkles and so many grey hairs? I don't even need an aging app because I'm already old.
It's not what I was suggesting, but cool.
Well, it was. I could hear the tone of your voice suggested that.
Righto, mate. It's a full moon outside. Apparently, there's even an eclipse happening at the moment.
Oh, okay. So you're going to blame my moodiness and my temper on the fact that the moon's doing weird things. Yes, we know crazy people come out at a full moon. We know that eclipse means it's a doubly crazy thing. Are you saying I'm one of them? Also, you can't even see the eclipse. It's too cloudy, so... joke's on you.
Well, if you took 1 second just to listen to yourself, maybe the joke's back on you. This is a good one this morning, Ellie.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. Did you know it's actually World Emoji Day today?
Yep. You got nothing. Oh, okay. All right. You want to see my angry emoji face? Because I'll give that to you.
That was terrible.
That one was really tough. I'm sorry. I apologize.
This is is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.